of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace, Grand Rising. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, I wanted to talk about self-acceptance. This has been a journey, just being able to process that is really not about the destination. It's really just about accepting each present moment as a gift. And just waking up to be able to affirm that I have breath in my body to be able to contribute to loving myself, and I have the ability to love on myself and love on others through that. I really think that this has been a whole journey of self-acceptance, like in different creative expressions, you know. And I'm really grateful to be able to be here, be present, be alive, and even be here in this moment, even doing this show. You know, it's just really affirm some of the ways that I can accept myself just as much as I love to highlight others and accepting themselves. So with that being said, let's ground ourselves. Let's receive some sound healing regarding self-acceptance and just allow ourselves to feel what is needed. You know, I think that's really important when it comes to expanding in our emotional capacity and building our mental fortitude. So place your hand on your heart, place your other hand on your gut. Allow yourself to receive wherever you are. And remember to always breathe with intent. Breathing with intent is like, as you inhale, you are thinking of something and speaking out something that you want to receive. So for example, as I inhale, I am receiving love, abundance, and peace. And as I exhale, I am letting go of anything that no longer serves me so I can release. As I inhale, I am allowing myself to receive prosperity, grounding, and divine protection. And as I exhale, I am letting go of self-doubt, fear, and any worry that does not belong here. How do you feel when you think about accepting yourself for exactly as you are? As you inhale, imagine a fresh, calming energy entering your body. And as you exhale, imagine any tension, stress, or self-criticism leaving your body. Only safety, love, and compassion is welcome in this safe sanctuary. Feel the weight of your body on the ground. This ascension. The ascension rising. The sensation of the air on your skin. The rhythm of your breath. Imagine roots growing from the base of your spine, deep into the earth, anchoring yourself towards grounding, rooted in your purpose. Now bring your mind to any self-critical thoughts or feelings that you've been carrying. Think of these thoughts as clouds. Clouds in the sky that you can watch as they begin to drift away, carried by a gentle breeze. And as the cloud disappears, repeat to yourself, I release the need for self-criticism. I choose self-acceptance and compassion. I accept myself exactly as I am. I love and appreciate myself through my flaws and all. I am abundant, just as I am. Breathe. Self-acceptance is a journey. Carry this sense of self with you and remember to offer yourself kindness and compassion throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your each moment. So it shall be immediately and abundantly. Asha. Asha. So, taking time to understand self-acceptance, I realized that this is just a practice of embracing and accepting yourself exactly as you are. So, in this moment, it involves recognizing and acknowledging your strengths, your weaknesses, the self-compassion, acknowledging your emotions, letting go of self-criticism, and focusing on the present moment. Something I've been talking a lot more about is just like, the present moment is really where we deserve to be able to create the world that we want to see. And ultimately, this is a part of our energy of grounding, keeping our peace, you know, seeing what you can create or, you know, seeing the multitude of opportunities from being in one place. Like, you never really know, you know, for instance, like I went to an event that I didn't know if I had the capacity for, but having the capacity, just being present, just being there and just being present and just being like, you know what? I'm gonna trust the calling that brought me here. I'm gonna see it all the way through. And I'm going to just keep the energy at a level of just accepting where I am right now and just allowing the world to meet me where I am. Because something that I've been accepting a lot more of is that love will always meet you where you are. Love will always meet you where you are. And I feel like, you know, once I accepted that a lot more, I was able to just like acknowledge my own capacity, acknowledge where I'm at energetically, and just be like, you know what? This is where I am. I am enough as I am. I'm abundant and enough as I am. So in that energy, I just needed to just like accept that and just accepting myself, I feel like that energy was going to reflect being accepted. And yeah, I was still able to do my best, still be able to share, you know, still perform and just get the message out. And just to see how that message was still received, just to see how the ripple effect of abundance that came in to go after, you know, like, and all the opportunities that lined up after that. Like, I would have never seen those opportunities if I didn't allow myself to affirm, like, that I am enough. And I had to accept where my energy was and just be. And I think that is really important with presence. You know, it's a lot of times a lot of things are, you know, moving, a lot of different distractions. You know, we might have our focus on work and all these other things, you know. And I just think one of the main things that I like to focus on is really being present from moment to moment. Like, if you spoke to me already, you already know how I perceive time. And to me, time is about the present moment. Time is about what you do with it. And the fact that the present moment affirms that we are a gift, I think that this literally is like the biggest affirmation towards when we wake up and we have a grand rising. The reason why the rising is so grand is because we have the ability to breathe. We have the ability to speak. We have the ability to love. We have the ability to heal. We have the ability to create. There's just so many things that we have the ability to do that I think that we should be able to accept ourselves for who we are right now and not feel like we lack or not feel like we don't have enough. Just because there's a specific goal that you have in mind doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, you know, criticize yourself out of your success or out of the version of your success that you're perceiving for yourself right now. Because truth be told, success and failure, I believe, is a perspective. If you perceive the things that you do as a failure so much so that it prevents you from doing the next thing, then that's already telling you like where you might want to uplift your mindset, where you might want to build more mental fortitude. Maybe it's not all a failure. Maybe you can bring more life into something, breathe life into something that's old, and maybe see it out in a different light that you didn't see it originally. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a failure. That means that it gives you the opportunity to succeed. You know, every quote-unquote failure gives you the opportunity to succeed. And I just think it brings us closer to success. So I kind of see them like one and the same. Like, there is no version of failure. Like, another example of that would be like, I'll create a painting and maybe I could have had something in my mind. Maybe I didn't have nothing in my mind and I just decided to just get paint on the white canvas and turn it into whatever vision came to me in that moment. To me, if I was criticizing myself so much, that vision, I was like, oh, this is ugly. Like, no, nah, nobody gonna like this. Ain't nobody gonna get this. Like, this, you know, what is this? Are they gonna be able to see what I see? But, you know, it's really not about someone always seeing what you see. It's the fact that they even see anything to be able to receive it in a different light. Like, you might think it's not done. And somebody come around and like that happens to me all the time. Like pieces that I have that's not done, people will be like, "Yo, that piece, I would buy that joint just like that." Da da da. Like not even know they're like, "Oh, is this done?" And I'm like, "No, it's not even done." They're like, "What? You still adding to it?" Like, and they don't even know what else more to add. Like, you know, and just seeing like how things can produce that vision, and they just be surprised, or it's even more to come, or just loving it as it is, even if I think it's something wrong with it. Like, and I think that just shows like where all of our, you know, mental is growing, you know, within ourselves, because the self-criticism can be very, very strong. And as we were talking about in our last episode with Shine Robbins about perfectionism, we really need to just like, just take a little of that off when it comes to the level of control and the attachment to a specific event or turnout, because in reality, you know, it, you really just have to just be and just accept yourself for who you are. You know, there are so many limitless, boundless opportunities in the world. So ultimately, I just hope that, you know, you as an individual, whoever is feeling called to listen to this, believes in yourself so much that you know that your present moment is going to be a great conduit to what you want to create. I always say, and I feel like this is the perfect moment to really affirm it right now, that there's no need to worry about the future if you're doing it right now. When you're doing it right now in the presence of the gift that you have, there's no need to worry about the future. And there's definitely no need to be upset about your past mistakes, because your past mistakes add to your wisdom. You know, the wisdom that you have obtained is from everything that has already happened. So now, just apply your wisdom. Just look into the past to receive the wisdom, receive your blessings, receive your lessons, and apply those lessons in the manner of you knowing that this is something that you're going to get better at, you're going to grow, and you don't need to necessarily talk down to yourself about it. You can bring yourself to success. And like I said, it's a perspective. I believe that I am successful right now. There is nothing else that I feel like I am, you know, really reaching for. Like, and when I say reaching for, I mean like chasing. Like, I'm not chasing my dream. In fact, it feels like my dream is like literally within me. Like, I'm living the dream. I'm in the journey of the dream. My dream is not behind me. It's not like, it's not all the way in front of me and I'm trying to get to it. Like, I feel like I'm currently in it. Like, I'm currently living the life that I never seen for myself. And to me, that's a dream, you know, and that means that I'm going to like really be present within this reality and just love it in all capacities and know that like in this dream, the world is yours. In this dream, you can be able to make anything that you want and, you know, just love yourself through it. Love seeing yourself in a new light. So, yeah, I just really wanted to share that because I have a lot of gratitude and appreciation just towards life and towards those who are in it. And I just think that it's just a journey. Like, it just really is a journey of divine timing when you start to see how things are processed, how things come together. And just like, rather than just dwelling in past mistakes or worrying about the future, like, you really see that embracing imperfection can recognize that nobody's perfect and it's okay to make mistakes. And it's a part of the beauty in the journey, you know? So yeah, I hope that everyone is being able to have some form of self-care, because in this time is really, really important. I think that we're having moments of stillness to really be able to receive all of the abundance that's coming our way. We're having moments of introspection to really be able to go within and plant more seeds of self-love and self-care. And I think the greatest way of doing it and the greatest way of bringing presence is to get off of this phone from time to time, you know? Like, we literally have been the age of seeing how phones, like, develop, and now to the point where everyone has a phone, everyone has a computer in their hand, and now these computers have certain apps that, you know, come and go, but they take our attention. And I just think that seeing how something can reel us in on Instagram, or, you know, seeing how time can just, you know, tick tock away, you know, you know, time just goes by when you're just stuck in your phone, you know, it literally just shows us that we deserve to have more presence within ourselves. And, you know, I talk a lot more about, you know, creating your reality. And yes, you can create a lot of great things through your phone. You can create a lot of great videos and, as they would say, content creation. And, you know, you can really be able to inspire yourself and inspire others through what you can create through your phone. And I also think there are a lot of great things that you can create with your hands. You can create in your world, like, you know, without, you know, being in the phone. You know, there's a lot of actions that you can put towards your intentions that can really be able to bring those things to manifestation, you know, even besides just through the phone, you know? So, yeah, one thing I recognize that, you know, I think could bring, a different perspective when we was talking about, like, perfection and stuff like that is definitely comparison. And I think social media has the ability to, you know, without this, like, stream of seemingly perfect or edited or curated content, you know, people may experience, like, the social comparison. And this is just like, it really is something that I think can contradict the mind when you're always looking at someone else's life, and that's taking the focus off of your life, you know? So I believe that we have the ability to love ourselves so much so that we can live in the expansion of our life and be inspired by what we see and not feel diminished or feel like we're lacking something.
In reality, you seeing that or feeling that, reflecting that, I think just proves that that's something that you can obtain as well. But I don't think that's something that we should compare ourselves to our own, you know, detriment. You know, just inspire yourself more so that way you can see the resilience that you can build within yourself. But yeah, like, I just think that new perspectives and insights is really important. And I'm starting to see how these apps are, you know, kind of showing what we need to focus on within ourselves. If you ever feel like there's a lack of, you know, attention with a certain app, then it's like, that just shows you that we probably need to go within and, you know, work upon ourselves. I feel like there's no reason why we have so much energy upon, you know, any other circumstances outside of ourselves. You know, so I'm not attached to any of these, like, apps, but I'm definitely grateful that we're able to use them to the best of our ability and be able to connect. And, you know, the fact that we're here right now, it's like, we wouldn't be connected or listening to this show today if it wasn't for this app, you know, if it wasn't for this website, if it wasn't for this phone. So it definitely gives us the ability to expand and share our message and broadcast our message to, you know, the multitudes. And then I also want to acknowledge that we deserve to bring more presence in our reality and just acknowledge the things that are going to take time to be able to heal, but also give our attention to ourselves, you know, fully. I promise you, I would not be here today doing any of the things that I do if it wasn't for just being able to be fully present in my reality. And not saying that this is for everybody, because I know that, you know, ultimately we do have to, you know, pay for our liabilities and everything. But I will say, like, when I got fired, getting terminated was literally one of the best experiences I think I could have, like, never asked for. Because, like, I'm, you know, I was doing my job to the best of my ability. I knew I wasn't going to get fired, because I'm just like, I'm great. You know, I'm doing the job. I'm doing the customer service. I'm handing out the orders. I'm busting it up with the customers. I'm like, yeah, this is where I'm going to be. Like, but to be wrongfully terminated was definitely a confirmation from the universe that was not where I was supposed to spend all my time and energy. If I was there to this day, if I was there, I would never see any of the fruits of my labor. I actually would have never had any labor to have fruits from, because all of my labor that I was doing was towards someone else's success and someone else's journey. And I think that being terminated was like this push from the divine that, like, I need to really focus on me. I really need to focus on asking myself the hard questions. And one of those hard questions was, what do you want to do for you? Like, you do a lot for everyone else. You do a lot for this job. You do a lot showing up on someone else's time. When are you going to show up on your time? And when you are on your time, what are you doing with it to uplift yourself? And it was very simple questions, but they brought me to very complex answers. Just recognizing that I wasn't showing up for myself as much as I was showing up for everyone else. I was working at a job more than I was working on myself. And just seeing that perspective just helped me, you know, bring me to a journey of self-acceptance that I am worth more than this $10 an hour. Like I am worth more than that. Like, and so to be able to see my worth, I had to do the things that were going to help me acknowledge that for myself. And that was just loving on myself, whether that was expressing myself through art or poetry or, you know, getting the sound bowl so that I can love on myself and heal myself. You know, I didn't know that the universe was going to guide me towards sharing it with others, especially in this capacity. But it just opened me up to know that, like, the journey is really what you make of it. And if you really keep yourself in one reality and you don't open yourself up to the multitudes, it will be difficult to really see yourself in that space. And you really would have to confront your shadows and ask yourself the uncomfortable conversations and uncomfortable questions to have the uncomfortable conversations. So that way it can bring you closer to growth. And the last thing I want to leave y'all with is just an indication of growth. Fear and uncomfortability are, like, I think, one of the quickest indicators that you're growing. Like, that's how you know you really get into closer to self-acceptance for real. Like, when you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation, it's, of course, it's uncomfortable, and it's, you know, you're literally trying to find your sense of grounding within it. I'm not quite sure if this could be like an argument or, you know, something that you're really trying to like share your perspective. But, you know, when you shake those things up, it really allow growth to come through. You know, you really will be surprised, like, by the uncomfortable conversations that, because I know sometimes people have problems with confrontation, but, you know, confrontation, like, is the, I feel like, the one of the best ways, especially when you could do it like in a healthy manner and just like convey your feelings. I think it's a good joint. Like, yeah, I'm starting to recognize that more. Like, I'm not going to run away from confrontation, because ultimately that's how we grow. How can we get on the same page if we're not able to confront each other with our issues, or, you know, be able to confront each other with our weaknesses, but just as much as our strengths, so that way we can be able to acknowledge where we're growing and where we're getting better at, you know, on a day-to-day basis. So my point is that when you may feel uncomfortable, nervous, or, you know, you might feel a little fear in something. I was at an event, and this woman, her name is Amaya, she had said that, like, fear is like the indicator of somewhere that you're supposed to go. And I found that really, really interesting, because I feel like fear is false evidence appearing real, and that the way I conquered fear is to face everything and rise. And the fact that she had that perspective, as far as that it's an indicator of somewhere that you need to go, that was showing me that, like, when you feel uncomfortable about something, when you go there and you sit in it and you expand in it and you pursue it anyway, it shows you that whatever you was telling yourself previously could have been a lie, could have been an illusion. And it also shows you your growth, and shows you that there was somewhere that, you know, the shadows could have tried to, you know, come over you from your past experiences. But just because something happened in your past experience don't mean that that's necessarily going to be what's going to happen now, especially when you apply your wisdom, when you apply your faith. Faith is immediately going to attack that fear, you know, strongly, and it's going to dissipate, you know, it's really going to show you. And that truth of what really happens is really going to show you that, like, that faith was real. But you're only going to really see it unless you apply it, unless you go into that experience. So please, for anyone listening right now, allow yourself to have faith in your journey. Allow yourself to pursue your journey with the grounded expansion that you're creating, knowing that the faith is going to make it more clear for you. You know, faith lives over worry, so you must flow into your greatness. And just to close it out, like, don't give up before your tests become your testimonies. Don't give up before your tests become your testimonies. That is really on my heart to let you all know. And we'll catch you next Monday, rising 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.